Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Yeah, I'm thinking on...
Welcome to this week's edition of the Geekly Planet, where we talk about all the things that we're geeking out about. We hope that you enjoy this week's episode with your hosts, Pat Aldridge, TJ Tamer, and Trey Pierce.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to your weekly edition, or almost weekly. We missed a couple weeks ago, but we won't talk about that. Thanks for joining us here at the Geekly Planet, where we talk about all the things that we geek out about. And for some reason, you guys keep tuning in and listening to what we geek out about. Here at the Geekly Planet, we believe that everybody geeks out about something. And so good news, bad news tonight. We're recording a couple days late due to scheduling conflicts. My kids graduated and I needed time to be ready for that. But unfortunately, we are down a member. Trey is not able to join us this evening, so you are stuck with just TJ and I. Yep. And currently, TJ is stuffing his face from his Batman mug / cereal bowl. So it's awesome.
I think we got it on Amazon. It's like a cereal bowl with a handle.
And it looks awesome.
Yep. Oh, having a late supper this evening.
Because you were foolish enough to go play golf in 95 degree heat.
Yeah, 100%. The funny part is I actually played the best I've played in months. But I don't plan on making a habit of it. It's too hot.
So it's funny you say that it's the best game you've played in months, and it's been months since people have been able to play here. So,
yeah,
you know, so yeah, different parts of the country are
off. We don't ever really stop. We usually take off January.
Okay.
Unless we happen to have an unusually warm January. Maybe a little bit of February. But outside of that, we golf year-round pretty much. Hold on, I have to scare my cat away.
You do you, boo. So, yeah, it's sad that Trey can't be with us tonight, but you totally understand. Totally understand. So, evidently, TJ scares his cat with his guitar. Which is a cool way to do it, I guess. I don't know. So is this the way we typically scare the cat?
Yep.
And it works every time?
Every time.
Because he doesn't like your music, or?
I don't know, it kind of hurts my feelings a little bit.
I would think so.
He's not really a fan of the piano either, but he definitely doesn't like the guitar. So... anyway,
yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I thought I grabbed two cheer wines, but instead I grabbed a cheer wine and a Coke, so we're going to switch.
Here we go. Mixing. So it's kind of like a mixed drink then, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, no, I played golf and had to come home and cool off a little bit, take a shower, and now... get a little supper and talk to Patrick.
So the big question is, where do we start, dude?
Man, I don't know. I do know that Saturday I'm going to watch Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And I heard it is really good.
I've heard nothing but good things about it, so I'm kind of excited to see it as well.
Yeah, so we're doing that. And then Man, it's tough because we haven't talked about we got how many episodes of Strange New Worlds do we have? Two, right?
At least two, yeah.
We got two of Strange New Worlds. We got some Stranger Things.
Lots of strange stuff going on.
And we got three episodes of Obi-Wan or Kenobi or Obi-Wan Kenobi, whatever name of this show is.
I think it's all together.
Okay. So, I don't know. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with Kenobi.
Okay.
And my opinion of it is, it's fine. It's, you know, it's... I'm entertained by it because I'm invested in the character. But so far, I haven't been wowed. And I know you and I have texted about the death of the Grand Inquisitor and how that could jack up Rebels.
Yep.
Which makes me tend to think that it's possible and probable that he's not dead.
Yeah, I think he, you know, because it's always if you see somebody, if you don't see somebody die or they die off screen, then it doesn't really count. And you can always see them again. And just like in, we'll get to it in a minute, but Stranger Things 4, you know, Hopper got out of the way of the explosion. And so now we already knew that he was because they released that little video because it took them 17 years to put out the next edition. And
at least you're not bitter about it.
I'm just saying, man, it took them 17 years and them kids went to straight on adults. But we'll get there in a second. So my thing about Obi-Wan Kenobi is this. Number one, it's fine. I think that's where we all like. I talked with Trey about it. I'll let him share his thoughts. They'll be much more poignant than what I was going to say. But it's just, it's tough for me, and here's why it's tough. And I've been resisting the urge to say this on everybody's, on all the Star Wars groups that I'm in, and everybody's glowing post about how great this thing is and all this different other stuff. I've typed it out like four times and deleted it because, the only thing I did say was stop cramming movies and shows into an already completed 67-year story arc. Because from Phantom Menace to the Rise of Skywalker, or the Return of Skywalker, whatever the name of that last movie was, something about Skywalker, from those nine movies is a period of 67 years. And we have crammed 10 movies, two animated TV shows, and three live-action TV shows.
With more to come.
And the only time they're stepping out is they're going back 100 years with the Acolyte or whatever series, which is fine. But 100 years before the Phantom Menace, which means that we're not going to... I mean, Yoda's going to be there. I mean, he's only going to be like... He was 900 years old or something like that in Return of the Jedi. So he's only going to be like 800 years old. So he's going to be Yoda, which is fine. I don't have any problem seeing Yoda. Dude lives forever. So, but I did say that. Stop cramming stuff into an already existing story. Just go somewhere else.
Yeah, you have plenty more story to tell.
Tons of story. You got years after. I don't even care if you go with Rey. I'm even fine going with Rey. Just go after that and let her rebuild the Jedi. I don't care. I'd watch it. Is that my first choice? No. But I'd watch it. But better yet, go back to the Old Republic or the High Republic. Go before that. I don't care. Go when there's 10,000 Jedi. So, but I haven't said this, but here's my critique. Sorry, I got distracted.
Frank Schwindahl just hit a home run to give us a one-run lead. Oh, you're watching it too.
That's happening over here.
Okay, yeah, it's happening down here for me. So, yeah, the Cubs fans are definitely have the game in the background.
Absolutely. And Trey's like, TJ, stop watching baseball. That's what he'd say if he was here, because I kept darting my eyes over this direction. But here's the thing. Now, even though they don't explicitly say the last time that I saw Obi-Wan was on Mustafar, is that not the assumption?
The last time, no, the last time you saw Obi-Wan, he was delivering Luke to...
No. The last time that Anakin saw Obi-Wan was on their battle in Revenge of the Sith.
Yes.
Is that not the assumption that we've taken for the last 20 years or 60 years? And it's not even just hinted at when Alec Guinness and Darth Vader are, when Obi-Wan and they're talking in their duel, but then also in Obi-Wan and in episode 5 and 6, just the way that they speak makes it very apparent that they have not done anything with each other in 19 years. Because that's how much time is between 3 and 4.
So the problem that I have is, and I know we've talked about this before, nothing's going to happen in this show.
Not a thing.
Nothing of significance. It doesn't matter. We know who's going to live. We know who has to live through this, because they show up later.
Well, the way that they're going to live, though, if this article that came across my screen that had a leak in it is right, I'm going to hate everything about the end of this show. So I ain't got to tell you if you want to know.
What did you read?
At the end of this show, Reva, the third sister, figures out that Obi-Wan is protecting somebody on Tatooine. And she shows up after he duels with Darth Vader for the second time in this show. Like, we just saw the first one in the third episode, which wasn't really a duel as much as it was Darth Vader beating the crap out of Obi-Wan.
Yeah, Obi, I know you're not a Jedi anymore, but you got to keep your skills sharp, bro.
Who are you going to protect, my guy? You can't protect nothing. And so,
you can't even protect yourself, let alone Luke.
I mean, so in Rebel, but see, and this is what I don't appreciate about, this is what I don't appreciate about this show. In Rebels, when Darth Maul tracks Obi-Wan to Tatooine, Obi-Wan switches from his stance to Qui-Gon's stance. And I get that he doesn't do anything except he basically anticipates what Darth Maul is going to do and does it instead. But that does not, to me, look like the same dude that we just saw in Obi-Wan.
So I think I can explain that, though.
All right, hit me.
Because he keeps trying to connect with Qui-Gon and hasn't yet in any significant way. So at some point, I think that connection is going to be made, and that's where he's going to, you know,
and we don't know,
become a Jedi again.
And we don't know when Darth Maul showed up in that 19 years. I don't think we do.
Like, it was definitely towards the end of it, because Obi's old, dude. That's Alec Guinness right there.
Yeah.
In cartoon form.
It is. You're right. So, but the end of this show, the rumor is, or the leak is, or whatever, is that Reva is going to find out about Luke. And that she is going to have an opportunity to kill Luke and choose not to. Because of her, she used to be a Jedi. They made the point that the Inquisitors were fallen Jedi, basically. And so that she ends up probably being, I don't know if this wasn't in there, but I assume that she's going to be one of the Padawans that we saw at the beginning, the younglings or whatever. Anyways, so point being, she shows at the end after he duels with Darth Vader and nothing happens because nothing can happen. But then the other thing about their duel, like he threw him in the fire. At what point, and I get that it's on his arm, and that's the only reason it could be on his arm, because he's definitely not burned in his face. So, like, my point is like, we're just jamming crap in there that is unnecessary. But anyways, the point being is that she remembers her training, blah, 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 chooses not to turn in Luke. And when Vader asks her about it, she says nothing, and he kills her. So ends up basically this series ain't even about Obi-Wan. Like he's a side character in his own series.
Kind of like Boba Fett was.
Basically. And so I'll just put it this way. I'm not opposed to anything that Disney has put out Star Wars. It's fine. I love The Mandalorian season one. It was great. Ahsoka confirming that we're going to see the live-action Rebels and we are getting the conclusion of the Ezra Bridger story, I cannot be more excited about that.
So speaking of that, just for a second, to go on that tangent, is it going to be Grogu and Bridger that are going to rebuild the Jedi?
Probably. That's the only way that they could keep it. But then my question is this. If they're going to rebuild the Jedi, then where are they? Are we saying that they're going to rebuild the Jedi after the events of Episode 9? Or are they rebuilding the Jedi somewhere else in the midst of 7, 8, and 9? You get what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear you.
Because at some point, Ahsoka dies. Because she's in the voices of Jedi's past, the ghost of Jedi past that talks right to Rey. And so she dies at some point in the next like decade. And so obviously we're going to save Ezra. And I get it. That's fine. I don't have any problem with Ezra and Grogu rebuilding the Jedi.
Or do they, or are they going to be the Great Council or whatever?
They could do that. I think it would be more, it would help my continuity mind a little bit better is if at the end of this one, Ezra takes Grogu and trains him, where Luke, you know, cause Mando and all that, at the end of all of it, Mando dies as the king of Mandalore or whatever, and Grogu goes with Ezra, or at some point, Ezra trains Grogu in the ways of the Force, and then if they want to pick Daisy Ridley back up, and she basically is seeking out the Jedi or Force users or whatever, and she stumbles across Ezra, who isn't going to be old at that point. I mean, he was in Rebels, he was in his late teens.
Right.
And so he's only going to be in his 50s or 60s. At the latest. So could it be that she, along with them, start to rebuild the Jedi? I'd be fine. I don't care if that's how they want to kind of circumvent around 7, 8, and 9, where we have no Ezra or whatever. We're getting distracted because that's how boring Obi-Wan Kenobi is.
Yeah, we're getting to more serious stories that we actually want to see and that will actually do something, have the potential to do something.
And I don't care. I don't hate Leia. I don't hate her. I don't hate the little 10-year-old her. I don't need the 10-year-old her. Who cares? She's a sassy little princess that grows up to be Carrie Fisher. Okay, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
And I get everybody, you're a white man. It's not for you. Okay, well, whatever. I'm a Star Wars fan, and that's unnecessary to me. I don't care. And so just like we ain't Luke. He been playing off in the distance, and that's all we're going to see about that kid.
Hopefully.
And so I just think Obi-Wan's going to, I mean, what's going, they're going to, he going to fight Vader again, except he's going to, Qui-Gon's going to show up and be like, why do you suck? Like, you remember when we were in that movie and we had the greatest lightsaber battle that had ever been seen at the time with us and Darth Maul? You remember that? You suck. What happened to you? And I get that. And the thing is, Obi-Wan's supposed to be the knight, isn't he? Isn't he supposed to be the Jedi knight? And isn't Qui-Gon like the more scholarly, or is
the
it
the master?
Yeah. Like, isn't he more, isn't Qui-Gon not the Jedi Knight? Isn't he just like a, I mean, he might be a Jedi Knight, but isn't he more like a scholar?
Yeah.
And Obi-Wan was supposed to be like the general, like the actual, like, you know, soldier.
Right.
Anyways, I don't know. Whatever. It's fine. I don't hate it. I'm not over the moon like some of these folks are.
Right.
And the reason, and the part that makes me really the maddest is that they're not willing. And if Trey was here, he would call me out and say, you don't do this with Picard. They don't see. They're not willing to acknowledge the glaring inconsistencies in their fandom because they like it. And that's what I know. Trey would call me out if I said that with him here.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't then. It's a good thing that he's not here.
Exactly. But the thing is, I do know the inconsistencies. I'm willing to overlook them because I enjoy Star Trek. But the inconsistencies are not lost on me. I'm just choosing not to be hypercritical.
Yeah.
And just be entertained. But the problem I have, like we said, the Grand Inquisitor dies. He ain't dead. There's no way he's dead. Because there's no way Disney is stupid enough to just spit in the face of already canonized program that they put out. Like the Obi-Wan stuff from 78, they're going to redo that because it doesn't fit their bigger narrative that they're trying to blow this thing up to. But they haven't ever gone back on stuff that they've put out.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways... You know, watching Darth Vader, I will say this. If you detach your brain from being Obi-Wan, anytime Vader has shown up in Rogue One and this show, it is terrifying.
Him showing up on yesterday's episode was... I mean, he was killing people left and right, but it's not like it... bothered many people.
No, he was so violent. Just snapping people's necks, killing people, dragging them in the street. You could tell from his fights from Rogue One and this, it is very aggressive and violent. And that's complete. I'm fine with it. I've loved Vader's portrayal. Except we don't need him. We don't need Obi-Wan here for this. You could have just made up some Jedi. Like Nari, that kid that y'all killed on Tatooine. Just make up a little band of Jedi that have found each other. And why does Obi-Wan have to be here?
So did you catch the Easter egg when they were in the little hideout thing?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quinlan Vos.
Yeah. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Obi-Wan, and I get that Vader wants to find Obi-Wan, but you could have left canon intact, left Obi-Wan on Tatooine. The only person that found him was Darth Maul, and the only reason he found him is because of Ezra and the Jedi and the Sith holocrons. Like, they needed extra sources to find him because he had cut himself off from the Force. Just leave it alone. Just give us a whole new Jedi. Like, even if it's just a small band of rebels, Jedis. Like, that'd have been, would that not take Obi-Wan out of this series? Okay? Make it Bail Organa and a 3 or 4 or 6 Jedi that are hiding their way through the galaxy, and they go, tell me what it has changed.
Nothing.
Do you know why? Because the story's already set. We already know what's going to happen. So that's just my opinion. We're messing with things that don't need to be messed with.
So I think we've beat this horse.
Yeah, we have.
Let's move on.
But we sure did.
Let's move on to a series that, in my estimation, continues to get better.
Oh my gosh.
Strange New World continues to get better.
I hate that Trey's not here because he said, you know, he said that minor continuity error that he hinted at that we're heading towards something. And I'm assuming he's talking about the Gorn, but I don't know. But we need to ask him next week. But continue your thought for sure, because I like where you're going.
Because, I mean, even with today's episode, okay, we get insight into Spock. We get more insight into what makes Pike, like, the perfect captain, really. Dude, I am so jealous right now. You are smoking inside your house. I'm in the garage, bro. Look at you. What are you smoking?
Pastor's Blend.
Okay. I recently unearthed some campfire brew, so.
Nice. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I distracted you with tobacco.
I mean, Pike epitomizes the Federation, epitomizes Starfleet, and is, you know, more better than, arguably better than any captain.
He's definitely getting up there for sure, because let's think about it. You got Captain Archer, who started us off, and I love Scott Bakula. I do. I love Scott Bakula. And I like Captain Archer. He was the one out there trying to figure it out. You know, he's out there. He's out there with no Federation trying to do this thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so props to him. But you had Kirk, which people say Kirk is their captain. You got people that say Picard is their captain. You got people that think Janeway is their captain. Nobody Cisco. Thinks that my... Yeah, nobody thinks that Michael Burnham is anybody's captain. And so, sorry, Discovery. Whatever that list is, you're at the bottom. And so, now we could rank captains. That'd be fine. But arguably, Pike is getting on up there real fast.
And let's give credit where credit is due. The writers that write his dialogue... just fire.
Oh, this whole show, I just am impressed. And I put it on Facebook the other day because I was rewatching episode 4 before this one came out today. I was rewatching episode 4 because I was getting ready to record on Monday. And my dad, you know, he passed away 3 years ago. He would have loved this show. Like, this is everything that he loved about Star Trek. Now, he was a Next Generation dude. He liked Next Generation more than he liked the original series. But I think he would have loved this.
As most Star Trek fans probably
do. Yeah, my mama likes the original series. We watched it when she was down for birthdays. Or graduation, preschool graduation and stuff a couple weeks ago, we were just sitting at the house, me and her, and I said, hey, do you want to watch the new Star Trek series? And so we watched the first episode, and she liked it. And but it's, man, Anson Mount is doing a phenomenal job as Pike. I mean, really, all of the characters are being great. You know, so last time we talked... we hadn't talked about episode 4, which was about Khan's descendant, Lieutenant Singh. And then this one was about Spock. And so.
And I love that even in these episodes where we're kind of focusing on one particular crew member, we're still getting insight into other crew members.
Oh, absolutely. Like the first
and I think that's wise. Pike, right? Instead of just trying to you know, give them each an episode, you're mixing it all together, which makes it feel more, I don't know, homey, I guess.
No, you're right. First episode, we got Pike, right, who was dealing with seeing his own death, or not death, but his own
future
before he was, you know, impaired in the box. So we saw that and him wrestling with that, but then haven't getting the answers about, you know, about how to look at that from other people on the crew. And then the second episode, we got Uhura in her little deal. The third episode, we got an episode about Number One, even though they're all prevalent in all the episodes, you know. Fourth one, we got about Lieutenant Singh, and then this one, we got about Spock. And so we're running through the officer's crew, basically, the main cast, which means we're going to get one about Dr. M'Baga at some point.
And we're also going to get one about the chief engineer.
Yep. And so, but they've been...
He seems like a really interesting character that they haven't done a whole heck of a lot with, so I'm interested to see kind of more of his backstory and get a better understanding of who he is.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also, but they've all been prevalent. Like, on the episode about Uhura, Spock and whoever were else down there, we got insight into them, right? On the episode where about Number One, we got insight into the chief engineer and Uhura, who were locked in the cargo bay. And so then last week I really enjoyed the Gorn episode, because we were able to have this episode and they never once showed or even hinted of showing the Gorn. Just the fearing presence.
Just the name.
Yeah. And watching them basically play battleship with the Enterprise was awesome.
And let's just say it now, their starship, the Gorn starship, intimidating.
Oh, absolutely. Thing is, even the little bitty ones that are like the three prong looking things.
Oh yeah.
Crazy fast and agile and just cool looking. So we're not done with them. We're going to see them again. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with, you know, we saw the Gorn in the original series, but that's not the first, this ain't the first time we've seen the Gorn. So they're not really breaking anything. We just don't know a bunch about them because we saw them in the Mirror Universe in Enterprise. I think it was Enterprise. Yeah, it was Enterprise. They were in the Mirror Universe and that lizard was, you know, that Archer and them messed with. They just don't know a lot about them. And so there's a way to keep continuity. And they even said, the front runners of this show even told us that they're going to flirt with the edges of continuity because they need to tell their own thing. But the fact that they said that tells us that they're keeping continuity in mind. Mm-hmm. And that I don't think we're going to have any egregious breach of continuity. Like this last episode with Spock, him and T'Pring, they don't get married. She ends up going with another dude. And that's canon. We know that from the original series. So, anyways, I've really enjoyed Strange New Worlds. It is quickly becoming one of my favorite TV shows of the last bit.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how many episodes we're getting?
I looked
at
that.
You're going to Google that real quick, aren't you?
Well, I had it pulled up. 13. Yeah. Well, we're getting 10 in this season. And there's three marked out for next season. But we're getting 10 in this season. So we are halfway through.
Okay.
So, but we're not seeing really any serialized content other than just they're on a exploration.
So. Although I loved Number One and Singh completing Enterprise bingo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was funny to me. And then I also appreciate the fact, though, that at the end of last episode, the Gorn beat the crap out of the Enterprise, and they went back to Starbase One to repair. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're just down the road somewhere, and I'm like, what? So at least that we're, you know, serialized enough that, you know, events bleed over from the other things. So Strange New Worlds is a double thumbs up for me. And will continue to be so.
Yep, pretty happy with it.
And then
So we got to wrap up with Stranger Things then, right?
Yeah. How many?
So I only got through the first episode.
Okay.
But everybody seems like they're pretty jacked up from what happened last season, just in their own different ways.
Yeah, pretty much. Say some stuff because I've already watched all seven. So I'll say some stuff, just my assessment of the series without giving anything away.
Okay.
I think this is their best series. I think this is the best series. This is the best series. Definitely more horror vibes, as you saw at the end of episode one, where the cheerleader, you know, got all discombobulated and cracked and eyeballs sucked out of her head. You're going to find out some very interesting things about the past, and everybody's split up. We know that Hop's alive because they did that thing halfway through. So we know Hop's alive, and, you know, he's in Russia or wherever, or he's with the Russians. And, Joyce and Jonathan and Mike, I mean, and Will and Elle are in California. And the rest of the gang is in Hawkins. And so you're going to follow a bunch of different threads throughout this thing. At some points, it gets a little, because they keep going to storylines that I don't really care about. go back over there. So. I definitely didn't get as much Hopper as I wanted, but obviously that makes sense. He's in prison, so he not doing too much. Like he just hanging out. So it's interesting. I think I dig it for sure. If you like horror vibes, I bet Joe likes this season if he watched it better than anybody than the other three. But here's the crazy part is we got nine hours over seven episodes. The last two episodes that come out July 1st are 4.5 hours between the two of them. The last episode is 2.5 hours long.
Dang.
The last episode is a straight up movie. So, so the thing is, like, it's funny because, you know, Obi-Wan started and it was like 57 minutes, right? Every single episode of Stranger Things is an hour 15 plus. I think, or over an hour for sure. Most of them crack an hour and 15. Obi-Wan, they got like six episodes and they started at 57 and then jumped down to like 40 something. So we get, just like Moon Knight, we had a really long episode, and then they shortened everything up in the middle. And I kind of wish that Obi-Wan, because people, they came out on the same day, and so people are like, which one's better? And I was like, well, that's not really fair, because we've been able to watch all seven episodes of Stranger Things, and we've only been able to watch two or three of Obi-Wan. But we also aren't going to get the end of Stranger Things until July. Anyways, point is, it's definitely good. I like it. It's good for sure. I think y'all will like it. And once Trey gets back and we get two or three, four episodes under the belt, and y'all get to see what I know, it'll be easier to talk about because
okay,
kind of blurs together. I don't know I know things that didn't happen until like 4, 5, 6, and 7, but not necessarily what happened in episode 1 versus episode 2. So
I got you.
But
okay, so your opinion of Stranger Things differs dramatically from our friend Matthew Hampel.
Well, yeah.
Do you think that he was expecting something different, or what do you think contributes to his displeasure with this? Because he basically called it boring.
I mean, I can see how he got there. Like I said, with the fact that everybody is split out and not in Hawkins, you're running 3 and 4 different storylines.
All at the same time.
Really more than that. I mean, you got to think about it. In Hawkins, you got Will and Dustin, who are part of the Hellfire D&D Club, right? You got Lucas, who's on the basketball team. So you can see this jocks versus nerd dynamic that's coming.
You saw it's that in the first episode clearly.
It's in the 80s, right? Well, it's going to take a different bent because they're making it their own. But then you've got Max, who's really struggling with Billy's death, okay?
Right.
Well, now you go to the other side, and you got Elle, who's struggling because she doesn't have her superpowers anymore. You got Jonathan, who's a pothead, and you know, everybody's just kind of doing their own thing. You got Hop hanging out over here, and all of these lines are going to start converging, but the way that they converge, I would be interested to see if he kept going or if he just stopped, because there are parts that were slow. I will say that, like, they're doing too much running by itself that I don't care. They needed to, I would have sped some things up personally.
Okay.
But that didn't detract from me. I mean, like I said, slow doesn't necessarily mean boring.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't know if he expected something different. I actually was a little nervous because I'm not a big horror guy. I'm not. And after the first episode, towards the end of the first episode, I was like, okay, this is starting to get outside of my
comfort zone,
my genre of what I'm here for. But then it settled neatly into a more horror vibe sci-fi adventure. So I was, you know, once I knew what to expect from the way, you know, that the killed people, then I was good. And the rest of it slid right back into that sci-fi nerdy adventure kind of deal. But yeah, I mean, I get it. But, you know, Matt also has been really over the moon with the Star Wars, and I'm not. Like, the Bad Batch 2 is coming out, and I stopped after the second episode of the Bad Batch 1. So to be fair, I kind of did thought the same. But for me, like I said, I'm going to watch this because I like Ewan McGregor a lot. But I'm just tired of living right here.
Right.
In between episode 3 and 4. On Tatooine. Let's get off the desert planets. I mean, I know we went to the Daft Punk planet. That's cool. But let's, you know, do something else. So that's just me. But like I said, I'm going to keep watching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, I realized last week after we got done recording, we were supposed to talk about a cigar and we never did.
Yeah, we got to do that we'll do that for next week. So I took what happened to you and learned from it. I went in there real slow. I didn't hit it like I was hitting a pipe, because I knew that if I went too fast, it was going, I was going to be done. Yep. So now that you're dusted off your cigar smoking area of your brain, you'll slow it down. But you know, it's fine. Obviously, I'm more excited for the Blood Red Moon and Campfire Brew.
Dude, the Keegan Thompson tonight is looking sharp.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I appreciate it. Makes me excited for our future as the Cubs, but it also makes me want it to hurry up and get here, because I'm not a fan of the desert we're wandering right now that's showing glimpses of greatness. No, but I also know what we are, and I'm not going to get my hopes up. I refuse. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Because then they'll let me down. But
yep, I hear you. So, folks, we thank you for tuning in to another episode. If you have thoughts on Stranger Things, Strange New Worlds, or Obi-Wan Kenobi, please share them with us. Please hit us up on Facebook. Please hit us up on Instagram. TJ, when you post this episode, please let me know so I can put it up on Facebook.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, it's going to be posted in about 25 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
Since it's Thursday and we late already, I'm going to go ahead and just, while I'm sitting here, go ahead and knock it out.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So thanks for tuning in. We appreciate both Josh and Aaron for tuning in regularly. Tom, if you're still tuning in, we do appreciate you, bro. So yeah, just, you know, as usual, stay geeky, my friends.
Embrace your inner geek.
We're out of here. We will talk to you later.